Welcome, my sweet friend. This is Anrita Melchizedek of the Melchizedek and Pleiadian Light Network, and I'd like to welcome you to BBS Radio and to the program show, Ascension Keys to Self-Mastery. The focus on today's show is to take you through an experiential experience for the full moon equinox energies to be experienced tomorrow on Wednesday and Thursday in Europe, as well as the initiation of resurrection, in which you merge with your mighty I Am presence and experience this physical ascension. I also have a wonderful guest, Celia Fenn, who many of you would know through her monthly messages from Archangel Michael, that I will introduce you to following this invocation with the equinox full moon. And she will also be bringing us a wonderful message from Archangel Michael. So just get yourself comfortably relaxed now as I take you through this invocation for the equinox full moon and the path of becoming through the cosmic ray of multi-universal service. September the 22nd, 2010, heralds the grand arrival of the path of becoming. A long-awaited and unprecedented activity of light. Through the equinox full moon energies, in which we may choose the initiation of resurrection, merging and integrating our mighty I Am presence, choosing this physical ascension as a keeper of light, as this I Am race of ascended beings, and opening the kingdom of earth as it is on heaven, for all life to experience the cosmic embrace of Mother Father God, the wisdom and love of the multi-universe, the diamond heart of all creation, and the experience of truly coming home. I call upon the overlighting of Mother, Father, God, and my I Am presence. As I align with this divine light of who I am, and I call upon all the beings of light that I personally acknowledge, and my brothers and sisters of the light from on high, who are assisting in this ascension way for all humanity, through the equinox and full moon energies. And I call upon Mother Father God, so I may experience the ascension seat within the multi-universe, and through the cosmic heart of Mother Father God. So I may experience the integration of the highest light of who I am and who I have forever been as my mighty I Am presence, taking on my Adam Kadmon blueprint of light, my original patterns of perfection, allowing for the chakras to merge in one unified field of light, through the cloaking of this quantum energetic circuitry, holding these high stellar frequencies within the physical form. And I travel in an external Merkaba vehicle of light into the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God, and overlighted by the company of heaven, and I experience myself simply as the light, through this beautiful diamond ray of light, in the essence of truly coming home. To the sounds of Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sebayot, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. I now merge with the 144 soul rays, of which I am one, collectively forming this divine light experienced as my I Am Presence. As I take on these memories and key codes of light, as this first wave soul in human embodiment, or the frequencies needed for my individual ascension are now activated, taking me into self-mastery, into the I Am Avatar Blueprint. My mighty I Am Presence now appears before me, and I now merge with this radiant expression of my God Self, wrapping myself in this new garment of light. I experience my rebirth as this essence of divine love and golden liquid light, understanding my service contract as a master being and ambassador of light to this earth plane and to all life. I now take on my ascended master gifts through this mantle of light, experiencing physical rejuvenation and choosing self-realized physical immortality. The end to disease, discomfort and pain on a physical level, emotional level, or mental level, and lifting all veils of illusion in this process of transfiguration and regeneration. I now direct this beautiful diamond ray of multi-universal service through this quadrant of the galaxy and onto this earth, enveloping this earth and all life within the cosmic embrace of Mother, Father, God, allowing for the experience of love, unity consciousness, and coming home to be experienced by all life on this earth plane. And I experience the heartbeat of Mother Earth, feeling this oneness with all life, feeling this love for all life. And I experience myself as part of this unity grid of light. I am the cosmic heart and mind of Mother, Father, God. I am my mighty I Am Presence. I am a radiant being of light. I am a child of the sun. Get yourself comfortably relaxed now, coming into your sacred space, feeling and experiencing these wonderful energies of divine light. Connect into the energy of the earth, feeling now the heartbeat of Mother Earth, and this connection to all life in unity consciousness. Know that you are this master being, this first wave soul in human embodiment. Wrap yourself in this diamond ray of light now, in this essence of truly coming home, as I introduce you now to my wonderful guest, joining us today, fellow Capetonian, Celia Finn. Welcome, Celia.
Hello, Enrita. It's really wonderful to be here with you tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. It's so wonderful to have you join us. It's quite a delight. And I know many of our listeners are very familiar with your beautiful messages that come through from Archangel Michael. So we're looking quite forward to that and to hearing a little more of your journeys and travels. I know that you do a lot of traveling and meeting many wonderful people all around the world. So it will be lovely to hear a little bit more about that too.
Thank you. Willing to share with you.
Lovely. Celia, would you like to bring through a message now from Archangel Michael and see, you know, what may come through in terms of, for the equinox, this very important moment that we're experiencing in stepping into a deeper level of our I Am presence?
Yes, I do think it's important because it's this moment of balance. You know, the earth has been through a very tumultuous time the last 3 months. And this equinox represents a point where we get to find our balance and take a deep breath before we move into the 10-10-10 experience. So I think what Archangel Michael would like to share with people at this point is the energies of the equinox and the balancing moment and how we are preparing for this next stage in our evolutionary transformation. So if you would like, I can we can call in Archangel Michael and just see what he would like to do with people this evening. Okay?
That's wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you, Celia.
So I'm just going to center myself and connect with the energies of Archangel Michael. And as we do this, we create a circle of light that embraces everyone who hears this message tonight. And Archangel Michael joins us. Beloved ones, it is our great pleasure and privilege to be with you tonight, to stand with you here on the threshold of the equinox, this point of balance, where after this rough period of integrating new energies, releasing the old, embracing the new, you are able to find that balance within yourself and within your heart. We want to say to you that in the last 10 years, you have been working very hard to integrate, release, let go, and bring in the new. And you have worked with possibilities and choices. But now you stand at the threshold of moving forward into these major shifts, these major DNA shifts and changes that will take you as a fully ascended being into the new reality of the new earth. You stand now ready to embrace these changes, to allow the DNA within each one of you, within the collective consciousness, to be repatterned into its new forms, and to allow the soul Akasha to be connected into the DNA, to allow for this transformation and evolution of the new human, the angelic human being, who will be the citizen of the golden age of light. And each one of you stands ready to take these steps at the 10-10-10 Stargate or portal. We will walk with you. We will support you as you move through this gateway. And so now at this time of the equinox, we ask each one of you to move into your center. Find that place within you that is the center of your being. And that is your heart. Feel the energies in your heart. Center them there. The point of connection in the high heart. Open that and activate it. And feel how you are connecting with each person here. Connecting with all living beings. But remaining in your center. A beautiful, radiant point of light that you are. We ask you to allow the energy to move down through your body to the center of the earth. Connect with that great crystal at the center of the earth. Feel the love that comes back to you. The earth loves you and embraces you. Embrace that love into your heart and create a circle of energy that moves between your heart, the center of the earth, and back to your heart. Let that energy move. It is beautiful. It is loving. Draw it into your heart. Now let that energy move upward through your body, through the crown chakra, and up to the heart of the cosmos, into the heart of God and all that is. Feel the love. You are so greatly loved. You are a part of that great love. Bring that love back down into your crown chakra, into your heart, creating a circle of light and love and energy centered in your heart. Breathe into your heart and feel how that love centered there creates a figure eight, moving down to the earth, up into the heart of God. Heaven and earth connect in you, and you are at the center. Breathe into that center. You are so greatly loved. And now we ask you to allow that light to move out to the left-hand side of your body. And there you encounter a beautiful radiant energy, glowing pink magenta, the divine feminine. Bring that love into your heart and create a circle of energy from your heart to the divine feminine and back into your heart. Embrace that love, the nurturing, the caring, the mother energy that supports you, and bring it into your heart. Breathe it into your center. And now move the energy out to the right-hand side of your body, encountering the divine masculine. Bring it back to your heart, creating a circle of light, beautiful, deep, electric blue turquoise. Strength and power, responsibility and love into your heart. And those two circles create another figure eight from left to right, centered in your heart. The energy flows and the two figure eights connect, heaven to earth, masculine, feminine, flowing beautifully in your light body, into your heart, with you centered in your heart. And now you are in perfect balance. At this time of the equinox, you are in balance. And now we ask you to move downward. But this time, connect with the earth star chakra, which is beneath your feet. This is your personal connection into the earth. And as you connect with that chakra, you open to the loving energy of the Shekinah, the divine feminine that lives within the earth. The Shekinah energy is moving through the earth grids, activating the earth, changing the magnetic field, releasing the old, bringing in the new. As you connect with the Shekinah light through your earth star chakra, you connect with the new energies and the flow of the new energies. From the earth, bringing them into your body and into your heart, you connect with the memory of the earth, the DNA of the earth. You are an earth keeper. And you are connected to the heart, the soul, and the records of the earth through the earth keeper crystals, through the earth star chakra, and into your heart. Now let that energy move up to the chakra just above your head, the soul star chakra. And there you connect with the records of your soul, the soul's Akasha. You are a being of light who has come into a physical body, and you are connecting with the cosmic records of who you are, bringing them down into your heart, connecting with the earth, with your body. All the connections are made you're becoming one, and you balance them in your heart. And now the Earth Star and the Soul Star align into one, centered in your heart, and you align with the Divine Will totally and completely. Your I Am Self aligns totally with the Divine Will, aligns totally with the love in the heart of the Earth. You are a cosmic being of light. You are in perfect balance. You are aligned with Divine Will. You feel the equinox balance moving through your being. The balance in you, the balance in the Earth, it is one. And now you are ready to take that massive step forward through the portal of the 10-10-10 that is coming soon. At this point, you, with the collective, will evolve into the new forms that will take you through the portal of the 12-12 into the Golden Age. Beloved ones, no one knows what that will be. It is an adventure. It is a journey of experimentation. But we know and we say to you, it will be wonderful. It will be joyous. It will be beyond your wildest dreams, this place that you are going to. And we in the spirit realms are watching you with anticipation. There is such celebration for what you are about to do. And the cetaceans, the whales and the dolphins are supporting you, both on the earth and in the higher realms of light. The ascended masters, the extraterrestrials, the celestial beings, we are all here to serve you. And we, as archangels and angelic beings, especially are here to assist you in this process. We ask you now to feel our presence. Each one of you, feel how we are with you. And we walk with you. And we are part of you. For together, we are all moving through into a new cycle of our being, a new expression of the Divine Will, a new expression of the Cosmic Will, a new cosmic day. And so, beloved ones, once again, we ask you to center in your heart. Breathe deeply. Feel our gratitude, our love, and our support. We are with you. We have been with you from the beginning, and we are with you always, for you are infinite. You are one with us, and we journey together. And so we thank you for this time together with this channel, and we will now bring the energy down to allow the channel to speak with you, both in her own terms and in our voice, so that we may share and connect fully. Thank you for this time.
Wonderful. Thank you, Celia. That was truly beautiful, and absolutely sure everyone experienced those energies and full amplification. Absolutely good in every respect. And what a beautiful message, because of course it is, in terms of the understandings, from the perspective of the teachings that we've been working with the last 3 months, in particular with the anchoring and the activating of the cosmic rays, it just really is the more light you bring in, the greater degree of, shadows or transmutation is often occurring. So these last 3 months have certainly been quite intense, but I think for many light workers, the last 10 years or even 20 years, a lot of them just feel, is this process ever going to end? You know, it's like I feel like I'm just clearing and clearing and clearing, and yet there's more and more and more.
It's been very intense.
Mm-hmm. Yes, And so it's so nice to know that actually we're shifting into a new balance, and from the perspective of the rays as well, the 10-10 is very much related to the 10th ray of divinity, which is the perfect balance between the first ray of will and power, the second ray of love, wisdom, and the third ray of divine intelligence, which of course is the threefold flame. So it's finding a new expression of that, and it's very much in line with what Archangel Michael is expressing for us today.
And so, of course, also, you know, as he says, it's not, it's that and more, because that is going to imprint into our DNA new forms of being. Yeah, and it's going to be a 3-year journey. We're just starting it now. But it's definitely going to make incredibly huge changes within us. We really are stepping into the transformations full time now.
Exactly, exactly. As those first wave human avatars, or taking on the angelic human blueprints, really, exactly. Or rather the cosmic blueprints that are being embodied in our human
That's
form.
Right. That's right.
So it is very exciting, because really it's saying we've been in preparation for so much time, and the time is now that we truly are embodying our mighty I Am presence. We're taking on that Adam Kadmon form, and we're experiencing so much of the changes that have led us or brought us to this now point. And now it is a time to just truly embody. And that is so much what we're saying with this path of becoming.
Absolutely. You know, it really is a wonderful gift. And I have myself personally have felt these huge changes in my life in the last couple of months. And I can only say it's been very difficult, but so positive. Everything is changing in wonderful ways. Everything I've really ever wanted is coming to me. And it's being strong enough to accept all these things and to have the courage to take it on and say, this is mine and I deserve this. And I can live in this place of rapid manifestation and support and joy on this planet.
And I think that's quite important, because a lot of people, they have moments like that, but there's an underlying subconscious programming that believes that something bad is going to happen, you know, or if they, you know, they've just had so many challenges, that is there going to be something huge that will really take them out of that center again? And it's actually to realize that no, because what's happening right now is that we have so much of that light and through the etheric grids and through the crystalline matrix of Mother Earth, and of course all the souls that are awakening, that we're not going to step back into old energies and patternings as we embody more into this I Am avatar blueprint.
We absolutely just have to let go of that old disaster mentality and understand that it's not going to be a disaster. It's going to be absolutely.
And I'm also seeing that so much, that manifestation, instant manifestation, and moving very rapidly, you know, as you're creating or just focusing on something that you would like to create, you and experiencing that frequency, you're just really bringing it into your reality as a co-creator. So I think that's a wonderful gift. Exactly, exactly. For all of us to experience it. And of course, isn't it about just stepping into that frequency, and the more that we can hold our center or that balance, which is really what this 10-10 is all about, the more that we really are also able to take on deeper levels of our ascended master gifts.
But you know what I've also found recently with the manifestation, which is just fun, is that things that I've wanted for a very long time are all suddenly arriving. It's as though there's this backlog of things you wanted, and they're all just arriving all at once.
Oh, how many blessings, such abundance.
Yeah, but it's like you get washed away with the flow of abundance, because
I know,
it's
but
like
I'm agreeing with
it moved.
No,
lots of
people
moved.
For so many people, you're right. It's like just for so long, like you possibly struggled to whatever it was, you know, wanting that place to live in, or that, you know, even just that house maybe, or, you know, that particular job, or it doesn't really matter what it is, you know, wanting to travel or so on. And then suddenly, boom, 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 you know, you just like to be flowing in all these blessings, you know.
Yeah, I've got a new name for it, manifestation shock, you know, and it all arrives at once. You go, what? That's how I've been feeling. It's like, goodness, everything's arrived all at once.
Yeah, exactly. It's lovely. It's so lovely to see. And also, it was quite interesting because, of course, we are still experiencing, I think, as that amplification of light is coming onto the earth plane, there are still moments of quite intense earth shifts and changes through the duality on this earth plane. And also because there's stresses within the, you know, through the tectonic plates and particular grids, and there's solar flares that at particular times hit the earth through the sun. And of course that can also knock us off balance, but it's to understand that it's to understand what's happening, that we're affected through the energetic vibration of the earth as she too shifts and holds her balance.
I would just like to say that I experienced this firsthand when I was in Russia, because I went through the problems they had with the fires and the heat, and it was really a very intense thing. And, you know, I found the energy of the light workers at the groups we did, the love was so intense, the light was so intense, that you were just lifted out of that and into your center. So it's a sharing of this light energy that is so wonderful. And will help
and
you
that
to
is
get
so, exactly, and that is so important. You know what I'm seeing is that we're coming together and we're really networking so much more. You know, and coming together. And you know, I think it was in another show, Solara Anra, Warrior of Light, and myself were actually talking about some years ago. You used to go to a workshop, and everyone would irritate you, or you know, one at least one or two people would, you know, push your buttons. You know,
yes,
not.
It's now it just flows. I've noticed that as well. Yes.
Yeah.
It's just so loving and supportive that it's really a pleasure to do them these days.
And also it's because it's the soul families coming together again. You know, I mean, all of us coming together in our own ways and forming that collective. You've been together in different lifetimes and experienced, you know, teachings of light together. So it's just another way of connecting and bringing through those light weavings in that amplification of love and divine love, and in that divine love.
Yeah. It really is a wonderful time of reconnection. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, reconnecting with the earth itself, with the elemental energies, it really is a very deep connection that we are making.
That's right. That, well, of course, as the earth is shifting in ourselves, so that balance of nature, spirit intelligence is also changing. Have you noticed there's a lot more like violet and purple colors around in terms of flowers? I started noticing that a couple of years ago, you know. I think that the consciousness of the earth is shifting, so we're starting to see more of those, I think, the higher dimensional hues coming through in nature and in flowers. And, you know, and of course for me, purple is one of those colors, and violets, and of course nature herself just is incredible, but just that... those beautiful colors just coming through that some I haven't really seen before. It's just very precious to notice that.
Well, one thing that I've been working with Archangel Michael is the platinum ray. We haven't mentioned that, but the Shekinah light is very closely connected to the platinum.
Okay.
And I have noticed that color coming through quite a lot in the last few weeks.
That's interesting, because in the teachings that I work with, that's related to the cosmic ray of universal service, and that takes you into the teachings of the Order of Melchizedek, which of course is very much related to all the eclectic mystery school teachings, and certainly just all the teachings of light that we experience on the lower worlds and on the earth plane. So we really are just connecting more into anchoring those teachings of light individually and collectively in different ways too.
The support and the nurturing, the support. I think people need to understand that this platinum light is bringing in this support for us, and that we're not alone, and that although we're moving through these huge transformations, we are being supported incredibly.
And I think that's so important, because so many light workers have experienced for many years that sense of feeling alienated or, you know, kind of isolated. And unsupported, you know, possibly even on a physical level, but certainly energetically in feeling that matrix of light and feeling that unity grid of light. It's also just really experiencing that amplification of divine love and knowing it and experiencing it in your everyday reality.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, I think it's a very good time for me to just step in and do a little bit of that initiation that we talked about, coming through from that through that invocation that we were doing for the equinox, which takes us into the kingdom of Mother, Father, God, and this beautiful diamond flame. So I'm going to then move into that for a minute and just re-experience this beautiful initiation for us. So just move again into the sacred space within yourself, experiencing yourself within this kingdom of Mother, Father, God, through this beautiful diamond flame of multi-universal consciousness. As these most incredible rays of diamond light stream through your consciousness, Archangel Michael comes forward to greet you and welcome you to the cosmic ascension seat of Mother, Father, God. Archangel Michael is delighted that you have set a precedence in the forward evolution of humanity through choosing to embody your I Am presence as this first wave soul in human embodiment, in choosing to fully step into this imprinting of divine light as this earthly angel. Further to this, through your fine efforts and service in love, all life on this earth plane will have a divine planetary blueprint to return to the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. With Archangel Michael by your side, you now approach the throne of Mother, Father, God, to the chants of Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sebayot. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sebayot. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Mother, Father, God, now merge their consciousness with you, with this cosmic light that you are. You experience and become the magnificence of this creation through the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. You have truly come home again to your individualized birthplace. For this initiation of resurrection, a call has been put out across the multi-universe for all beings of light that have been involved in the forward evolution of humanity, in the infinite and eternal now, to be part of your initiation process, which will occur as they merge their light consciousness with those of you undertaking this initiation in this now, through these dimensional energies, through the full moon equinox energies. Beings of light from all dimensions and realities have come forth through the realms of illumined truth to be a part of your initiatory process. And you are thrilled to see so many familiar faces and feel deeply honored at the thousands upon thousands of master beings of love and light who have come to join you for your initiatory ceremony in the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. You dance and sing and play and hug and kiss these master beings of love and light as you now travel around the center of your cosmic creation, with your family and friends of the light. And now, overlighted by Mother, Father, God, the Mahatma, the cosmic avatar of synthesis, Lord Melchizedek, Lord Metatron, Archangel Michael, the Brotherhood of the Light, the Archangels and Mighty Elohim, and all the related cosmic and planetary spiritual hierarchies and councils of light, Chohans of the rays, ascended masters, and all the beings of light that you personally acknowledge. You are now ready to undergo the initiation of resurrection. Archangel Michael now takes you into the central part of the ascension seat, into a most beautiful fruit of life sphere, emanating these heavenly diamond rays. As you continue to actualize these frequencies at a cellular level and within your multi-universal body of light, your soul family of the light, 143 soul rays that with yourself make up the energetic matrix of your mighty I Am presence. Now come forward to merge with you one at a time. As you merge with your soul family, you truly become this integrated aspect of your higher light, stepping into the infinite and eternal now. And now your mighty I Am presence comes forward. This most magnificent master being of love and light, and greets you in divine love. As you express this divine love, you now merge with your mighty I Am presence. And as you do, you experience your Christed nature in every atom and molecule of your body. As you take on the I Am avatar blueprint of your Christed over-self of the light, your mighty I Am presence, creating this etheric electronic body of light, your Adam Kadmon blueprint. Now attune yourself again to this ninth dimensional frequency on earth as it is in heaven. You see the most exquisite patterns, shapes, sounds and colors as you merge with your I Am presence. You feel too the incredible unfolding love of Mother, Father, God, as well as the love and light of every single being of love and light within the kingdom of God, on earth and in heaven. And now as this integrated aspect of your I Am presence, as this earthly angel, as this higher light, you now merge with the collective Christic consciousness of humanity. The collective higher light of every man, woman and child on this earth plane, who too has chosen to undergo this initiation of resurrection. Just experience yourself now through this unity grid of light within and around this earth plane, wrapping yourselves in the energy of this beautiful diamond flame of light, experiencing this collective consciousness through the I am present of all life on this earth plane, undergoing this initiation of resurrection. Now for the final integration of your I Am Avatar Blueprint, the appropriate key codes, fire letters, and sacred geometry of your I Am Presence are activated within your hologram, energy field, and body. And to assist you in this activation, we will speak in tongues. Amrach imahashata, evach elamatha, ebrach imahasha. You are a child of God. You are Earth Keeper, a master being of love and light, taking on again this mantle of leadership as this earthly angel, as this first wave soul in human embodiment, bringing through these master key codes from your I Am Presence, shaping and forming this Adam Kadmon, this I Am Avatar Blueprint. With this comes many ascended master gifts. Experience and feel this activation at a cellular level, awakening those memories of self-mastery. Know that you truly are the co-creator to the company of heaven. And now in your own time, come gently back into your sacred space, grounding yourself into the energies of Mother Earth, experiencing this crystal within the energy of the earth, wrapping a beautiful grounding cord into the divine heart of Mother Earth, holding this essence of support and love from both the company of heaven, all these beings of light from on high, Mother, Father, God, and the energy of Mother Earth and all light workers and beings of light on this earth plane. And with this, we bid you a most magical day. Wonderful. So some exciting things happening for all of us, I think, at this time. And it's just really to be aware of it, to tune into it, and to know that this truly is our reality. That we have this core group of incredible beings of the light, these legions upon legions of light, working with us and assisting us in our ascension process into this beautiful experience of this new golden age. Great, Celia. So how are you doing?
Great. I'm still here. Thank you so much. It was beautiful.
Oh, wonderful. You're welcome. I'm sure it's nice for you to experience someone else for a short while doing a, you know, sort of a channeling or guided visualization. I find yes, that with, you know, often with all the co-hosts, that's just quite a nice sharing. So Celia, I know that you are traveling soon and you've got quite a lot happening. So we've got a couple of minutes before we end the show, and I thought maybe you could briefly let us know where you're going to be next. And then we have a quick question that we'd like to possibly answer from one of our listeners.
Okay, thank you. I'll be going to Europe in October. I'm going to be in Switzerland, in Zurich. Then I'm going to Munich to be with the German family of light. And then to Italy, my first visit to Italy. I'll be in Sorrento, which I think is going to be wonderful. And then after that, I'm going across to Colombia in South America to take part in a peace pilgrimage that is being organized by the people from Temera in Portugal. So I'm not running this myself. I'm actually participating in it. And I'm really looking forward to that experience. So that's wonderful. The next things on my agenda, yes.
So people can catch up on your website. They can have a look for further details on your website for that, Celia.
Yes, yeah, starchildglobal.com.
Okay, wonderful. I was actually just going to ask you for that. And then you also have some wonderful YouTube videos up, and that is just at Celia Finn, is it?
Celia Starchild.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So please do go and have a look at all of Celia's wonderful teachings and wonderful workshops. So I wish you all the best with all your travels. It certainly sounds quite lovely, Celia. Let's take
Thank
a call
you.
Now. We've got Eugene Mueller. Eugene, hi. You've got a question for us. Okay, I don't know if Eugene seems to be there. Possibly Eugene is gone. All right, we'll just leave it then. Okay, so it looks like we're going to wrap up our show then, Celia. So I don't know if you have a last message that you may like to share with our listeners before we end.
Enrita, apparently he's there.
Oh, okay. All right. Eugene.
Nope, he's not there. He just hung up. Okay.
What a shame. Okay, that's fine. So, well, we have come close to ending today, and unfortunately we won't be able to take many more listeners, but we certainly hope to take your calls. So please do look to call us regularly on Tuesdays on the Ascension Keys to Self-Mastery. I'd like to thank you for joining today's show. Please go and have a look at the invocation on YouTube and on Rita Melchizedek or Children of the Sun 1, who is part of this wonderful collaboration working with the cosmic rays and in these activations that we have been experiencing. Children of the Sun is also a humanitarian not-for-profit organization, and if you would like to make a donation to them, I'm sure they would be most delighted. So I'd like to thank you all for joining us today, and from my heart and to yours and to the cosmic heart of all creation, blessings in love. Thank you.